So we said that the Shulchan Aruch says in Simreishon on Aleph that someone does malachon erev Shabbos min hamincha lemala is not roiyus to bracha. It's a shaila, maybe it's even aser, some level of iser, not enough in iser to get makas mardus, but some level of iser. The Bir Halacha brings. He brings other places come hold. It's not actually aser. But in any case, you're not roiyus to bracha, and any money that's made from that malachon will be lost in a different place to compensate for it. You don't end up making money off of it. So the question is, which Zman Mincha do we mean of Adu Malacha and a Mincha Lamala on Erev Shabbos, you're not really saying Bracha? Shulchan Aruch says that some place can say it means, some Rishayim say it means Mincha Gedola, which is approximately half an hour after Chatzais in Shaz Manias, and some say it means Mincha Ketana, which is 3.5 hours in Shaz Manias after Chatzais. For example, if Neit, sunrise, is at 6 in the morning, Chatzais is at 12, and Shkia Zacham, sunset, is at 6 p.m., Mincha Gedola will be 12:30, and Mincha Ketana will be 3:30. Obviously, in the winter, so these manim will be adjusted, and mechitana will be before 3:30. Obviously, in the summer, it will be adjusted the other way, and mechitana will be later. But on the average day, with 6 a.m. and 6 p.m. for sunrise and sunset, so the manim will be 12:30 and 3:30. And the Mishnah Berurah says those are samach and those are mekel, and go with the second zman of mechitana, approximately 3:30. Lo yifse, they did not lose, and din the Bir Halacha brings that the Magen Avraham paskens this way. There are people who work in the field; they have to come all the way in from the field to the city to get ready for Shabbos. They should go at Mincha Gedola by the earlier Zman Mincha. And even that, the Bir Halacha says in his days, when they still had Yidden working out in the fields, that the minhag was to make on this. He tries to figure out why, maybe because there are people in their house anyway helping get ready for Shabbos. So it's not to rush them to get back home. But in any case, for standard workers who are not working in the field, Mincha Ketana is the Ikar Halacha, and that's approximately 3:30. Obviously, working with Shazmanis, so the window will be earlier, and the summer will be later. Now, this is talking about somebody who's doing Malacha for himself. If somebody who's a worker was employed by a boss, and if it was not specified otherwise at the beginning when he was hired, so then he has to work until close to Shkias Achama. He's only entitled to leave work a few minutes early to get home, to have enough time to fill up a barrel of water, to roast a small fish to have a Shabbos, and to do Halakas on there. Unless the minig hamokam in that place is that employees can stop earlier. Otherwise, employees are working for a boss. They have no right to stop until a time shortly before Shkias Achama. Now, somebody has a choice to try to avoid hiring himself out for such a job, that he's going to have to work until close to Shkias Achama, but if he wasn't able to, or this is the way it happened, so then he has to work until close to Shkias Achama. Only somebody who's their own boss stops by Zman Mincha. The Rama says that this whole Isser, or so Ein Erois and Brocha, is only doing Malacha Derech Kva, serious work. When someone does Malacha Derech Arai, randomly, without a Kfiyas, that's Mutter, and the Mishnah Berurah says, even if he's getting paid for doing the work, that's also fine, and therefore the Rama says, Mutter, one wants to write a letter, Iger Shlem, write a letter to his friend, he's allowed to do that on Erev Shabbos, evenly in the day after Mincha, because that's Derech Arai, that's not a Malacha, Derech Keva. In Sif Beis, Shulchan Aruch says that somebody who has Misak in his clothing and his Kelim for Shabbos, that's Mutter the whole day up to Shabbos time. And the Bir Halacha says, the Rama says, even somebody who's doing Big Dechaveroi, he's Misak in his friend's clothing, if it's a Derech Shabbos, and he's doing it for free, not for money, so then you can do it all the way up until Shabbos. And Mishnah Berurah adds that if the worker is Ani who doesn't have food to eat for Shabbos, then if he does take money for early Mutter, same way Halacha is Nilkos Chol HaMoed. Even if he has bread for Shabbos, but he needs meat, fish, good drinks for Shabbos, we can still say that's mutter for him to do work all the way up until Shabbos, even after his Bar Mincha, even though he's being paid for doing the work on someone else's things, because he needs it to cover Shabbos. But otherwise, he should be careful not to do work after Mincha Ketana, because he's not going to benefit from it. It's in the Rois and Bracha, and could even be there's an Isser. The same one with Sakh has begun as Kelim Mitzarech Shabbos the whole day, or if he's doing it for his friend, for Kelim Mitzarech Shabbos for free. The same thing, someone's writing Svarim for himself, Derech Limud is learning, he wants to write his Torah, write his Tugot Torah, write what he's learning, that's Mutter the whole day up to Shabbos. And the same thing to write for one's friend also, as long as he's doing it for free. But if he's writing it for a friend, for his friend for pay, someone hired him to write for him, that he cannot do after his Zman Mincha. Therefore, the Mishnah Berurah says, somebody's a Sefer, and they write, they get paid to write. That's an example nowadays, someone gets paid to write, so he should not write after the Zman of Mincha Ketana, unless the person he's writing for needs the Mezuzah, or Sefer Torah, or Tefillah now. Or if the sefer is dochuk and needs the money for panasa, it's Tzarech Shabbos, it's okay. In other words, do malacha for somebody else, even at Tzarech Shabbos, late in the day, is only needed if the person really needs it and there's no other way, or if the one who's working is in l'mayichol, or at least needs food to have geshmak food for Shabbos, then he can work and get paid all the way up to Shabbos. Standard, one who's working for somebody else should stop at his man mechitana, unless he's a hired employee, he's paid by the hours, paid by the day, then he has no choice, he has to work until close to Shabbos, like we said before.